Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. I'm glad you stayed with us. So we are going to take a brief pause here, and we're going to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, and we're going to find out what's going on in the among the planets and the stars. I keep thinking about what each of these signs means, and refresh my memory. Where are we astrologically here on the 15th, here on a Sunday, believe it or not?
Yes. Oh, that's an excellent question. We're still in Virgo, where the sun is in the waning days of Virgo. Actually, waning is not the best term. It's building. In astrology, it builds. As we progress through the time of each of the constellations. And so the Virgo energy is building and will be ultimately released at the fall equinox when the sun moves into Libra, which this year is on Sunday the 22nd.
And that's, again, one of those quarter points.
Quarter points.
In the signs. But we have
Go ahead. When we're in the end of a sign, you will notice that things get much more intense. For example, Virgo rules many things. One of them is the concept of integrity, of righteousness, of having a strong moral rudder, of ethics, and that kind of stuff. And so one of the things I'm seeing right now a lot with my clients are those issues. People struggling with different aspects of that. In relationships, I'm seeing a lot of people showing up who suddenly found out their spouse is a lover. Or, the issue with Virgo is you're dealing with the concept, whether it's your integrity or someone else's, that's what's on the menu right now.
Mm. Well, I can attest to the fact that things are intensifying. I mean, I'll take it back to the week of the week that we celebrated Labor Day, and that the next 4 days after that wonderful 3-day weekend that I happened to enjoy were just unbelievable. They were just atrocious when it came to the level of intensity involved. It was like it wasn't worth it to take that Monday off because everything piled up. And yet, I've taken days off before, and that's never happened. So there's obviously something that's
building.
Right. And we have is it a new or a full moon coming up this Thursday?
The full moon is coming up.
Full moon.
And on Thursday the 19th. And apparently this one is at 4 a.m. Pacific time, 4:13 a.m. Pacific time. Now, the full moons are always a time of greater emotion, greater emotionality, greater creativity and spirituality. This one's going to be more so. This one is in the sign of Pisces, which is the most spiritual, the most creative, the most intuitive and sensitive sign of the zodiac. And so if you do kind of full moon ceremonies or spiritual observances of any kind, now
that's the time to do it. Yeah.
Now is really the time to do it. Even if you just dabble and maybe do it once or twice a year, this is the time. It's the fall, it's the harvest, and this is in Pisces, which is really, Pisces is all about communion and the sense of oneness, being connected, celebrating the connection we have with God and our fellow man.
Now, something just kind of occurred to me in this regard, and I don't know why this is. Maybe there's something to this. I know some people love full moons. I mean, just the aesthetics of it. You know, love going out and being in that wonderful light. You could almost read by it.
Exactly.
For some reason, I like the new moon phase more than the full moon. I'm not sure what that's all about. There's just, I don't know, maybe I just, because I like to see the stars, because you can't really see the stars in the same way during a full moon.
No, you can't. And I could see that with you. Clarity, part of your...
Okay.
Yeah, chart, part of your personal makeup is about the quest for clarity. And so I could see why that would appeal to you. Also, the new moon is a new beginning. It's when we reboot. It's when we get a chance to start anew. And so, you know, there's a freshness that, you know, it's easier to be eager and enthusiastic about things at the new moon, I think.
That is very interesting. And there's also another part of it. I feel a little bit like that light, that intensity of light is sort of an intrusion.
Well, sometimes that just made me think of that Jackson Browne song from like one of his first albums about Doctor My Eyes.
Oh, yes.
You know, for some people and for all of us at sometimes in our lives, the clarity and what the clarity reveals is just too dang much. You know, we're not ready for it, or it's overwhelming.
We need to find a way to take it in bite-sized pieces if we
can. Or peek out the window at it and then step back.
Well, maybe next week we may be able to touch on something along those lines.
Awesome.
Beth McDonald Consulting, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, and 963-0842. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Richard.